commentarians, what up? I think it's pretty safe to say that anytime in 2021 I have to preface or slap a disclaimer on an episode, it's because something has gone wrong. We recorded this mini episode on the day that Mercury went retrograde. The crew was in very rare form, especially Rashad, and we were joined by a very special guest. However, due to technical difficulties in the studio, we were unable to save the first 15 to 20 minutes of the episode, hence why we're calling it a mini episode. As always, we thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy and we appreciate your support. Peace. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Spooky.
Technical difficulty right there. Sorry, you all. We are back.
Alan over here fucking up.
I don't know what
happened. Nah, you know what? We talking too much about the music industry, boy. They be on us.
You know what? That was Illuminati. Probably the ghost of Cicely Tyson. We was talking about Miles Davis.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shout out to Cicely Tyson. The queen.
Quintessential beauty.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed.
96 years old. 96.
She just turned 96 in December.
96.
Wow, Sagittarius like me.
Yeah, December 19th.
I'm 13.
I'm all for people being sad and hurt by Cicely's passing.
Indeed.
But she was 96. People are like, oh, 2021 came for us. Like, right. No, y'all. Bro,
come on.
No.
Auntie was probably tired.
No,
She was probably tired.
I think the most politically correct way to say that she's lived a full life.
Very full life. Actress. Like, come on, y'all.
Nine decades.
Yeah.
Like, man. She had money, all that, like, bro, like, ain't that what you come here for? A legacy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't
celebrate
say that.
Her life.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
instead of saying gone too soon, we should just say job well done.
Job well done. Live the full life.
Cicely.
Miss Jane Pittman.
Yes. Breaking stereotypes, doing all of that, man.
Yeah.
They ain't clap for that.
She had to be out there when Hollywood was treacherous, bro.
Yeah.
When, what'd you say, Dorothy Dandridge? When,
well, my mom brought this up. She was in her 40s when she did, I don't know, was that fucking Sounder, I think, or one of them slave movies that she first starred in.
Mm-hmm.
She was already in her 40s. So she kind of got like a little bit of a late start to her career.
Right.
Because she's had the same manager for like 40 years.
Okay.
Loyalty.
So I think she kind of got a late start.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, she definitely is, you know, an icon. It's not funny, but I saw a post that said, so God didn't see Betty White sitting over there.
Right.
I'm like, yo, people have no chill.
It was a dude
internet.
Who was doing a rap, like a church rap or something.
Bruh, you better praise God.
Right. But they made a comment about Betty White, like, oh, she, I ain't gonna even say
it. He said, RIP Betty White, because I know you're gonna die one day.
So I was like, bruh. Yo.
Auntie anyway, Cicely, so yeah.
Auntie Cicely. I wonder if rappers started their careers in their 40s.
Would that be well received?
Two Chainz is going to be a perfect example of that. Who else?
He's dope.
I'm going to have to Google this one, bro. But I know 2 Chainz for sure because I was actually on the road with him when he was Titty Boy.
Well, he didn't really start in his 40s.
He reinvented in his 40s.
Okay.
No. Like when Duffel Bag Boy and Player Circle and all that came out, he was 40.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chainz was right after Player Circle. And that's when he did the Based on a True Story mixtape. He was 40 years old then.
What about the guy from 3-6 Mafia? He reinvented himself too.
Juicy J. I'm great. I'm Googling this.
And I just think it's, you know, you'd have a more mature mindset. Like, you still, you know, rap about what you rap about and so on and so forth, but you just carry yourself differently.
Mm-hmm.
Versus these younger folks, you know, much respect to my younger folks, but y'all know y'all be wilding. Y'all be doing a lot. Whole lot. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you talk about because you don't want to be a pack. You know what I'm saying? Getting smoked on or whatever going on. Shit.
Or canceled.
Man.
And cancel culture is just an offshoot of groupism, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Before we had a spooky situation, we were talking about that. But it's just an offshoot of groupism. So it kills me when people be, I am an independent thinker and I'm this, this, and that. And you super cancel culture. And it always is the thing. It's all good until it happens to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you want to be given a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. And
right.
I mean, we all have skeletons in our closet, so, you know.
Miss Wifey look like?
Do we all have skeletons?
I didn't even mean to look at him like that.
We're all human. Like,
that's true.
Is the side people know? Is the side you know? And it's the side that don't nobody know.
Nobody knows. Mm-hmm.
So,
and those skeletons don't have to be bad.
Well, you know, they also say that nobody knows 100% of everything about somebody, even the person that they're the closest.
You never will.
Yeah, but I think that's a good thing. It's always a lane to learn.
I
and that's when the star shoots across the sky. The more you know.
Oh my gosh.
I. So we're gonna shout out Cicely Tyson. Yeah. Job well done, sister. Now that I'm thinking about it, she had an awesome legacy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Job well done.
She had a great career for sure, and she was one of those actresses that refused to play maids. Slaves, prostitutes, drug addicts,
right?
You know, those type of things. She set the bar for herself.
She didn't get a lot of work then, because that's what seemed like everybody tried. Even though she did, we know she did, but just seems like everybody wants to do this, right? Yeah.
I saw Halle Berry asked on her Twitter, "What's the first movie that you saw me in?"
Losing Isaiah.
Baps.
Is that the first? Really?
I don't remember for real.
I think Strictly Business.
Strictly Business or Boomerang for me would have been
the Boomerang. It would have been Boomerang
for me.
Before Strictly Business.
Well, I'm just thinking about, I'm trying to think, like, because I was a kid at that time.
Right. I'm talking like what came out before
so
what.
The first,
but I think Boomerang
movie,
came
so
out first.
So her, where it says introducing Halle Berry is Jungle Fever.
She was in Jungle Fever.
She was in Jungle Fever.
She was the crackhead.
She was, what's an
Samuel L. Jackson's girlfriend.
What's his name, though? I can't think. It ain't Wesley Spikey. Spikes. No. What was his name on the actual movie?
Oh, I don't recall.
It was Gator.
Gator. Yeah. Damn. You were like a light-skinned encyclopedia.
That was her very first movie. So I was like laughing at people naming like when they first saw Halle Berry.
You own it.
And I'm like, nope. This was definitely a dope thing.
You know, B loves movies, though. Have y'all?
Was she in Mo Better? She wasn't in Mo Better.
No, Mo Better Blues? Wasn't. I'm not sure.
No, that was Cinda Williams.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Speaking of movies, real quick, have y'all gotten a chance to check out American Skin?
I refuse.
I did not. But
I feel
I
like
did.
It's going to be a trigger.
Yeah.
It will be. It will. We watched last night. And it's.
But you should definitely check it out. Or maybe just put it on play and don't watch it just so they can get the numbers.
I'm going to make my son watch it.
You should. I'm going to actually watch it again with my son.
Yeah. I'll watch it with my son because I actually love the main character. Like, I'm obsessed.
Nate Parker.
With dude. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. I love Nate Parker. So, for sure, I want him and Spike to get those numbers.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Right. For real. We won't talk about it.
I did see a movie, though.
Uh-oh.
Denzel's, what is it? The Little Things.
I haven't gotten a chance to peep The Little Things yet.
Check it out. It's on HBO Max.
Max, yeah.
Check it out. Check it out.
Have you seen it?
It's a good film.
I have not, but I do have HBO Max. So
there you go.
Is that the new thing? Everybody on HBO Max now?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you have to have like those premium subscriptions so people can't talk to you just in any type of way.
Babe, we'll have to wait until Insecure comes out again.
We rotate our subscriptions because it's like, bro, we not gonna
like
pay
that.
Right
I'm all like this that. Nah, bro, like we might as well get cable
HBO for Insecure. So
I'm the same way. I feel
and
that.
I don't even watch TV a lot, so like we got like a few select shows we watch together because I don't really watch a lot.
Still say Amazon Prime. That's the way
best
to go.
Best hood movies. Best of bay. Hey, look, she used to get mad at me. I used to be sitting downstairs watching the hood joints. She used to be like, bruh, how do you watch all of this violence and drugs and da da da?
I keep telling you, Plug Love, if you have not seen it.
Oh my God.
Babe, you got to check out Plug Love.
Oh, Jesus.
The first fat dope dealer to fuck on screen.
Don't
man.
Start this.
Every time. Yes. Did we get any comments about our
DeAndre Bonds?
No, nobody said anything.
Nobody said nothing about DeAndre Bonds.
And he's going to be in the new season of Snowfall.
Is he in Snowfall?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
My boy.
Okay.
He's not A-list, but we're not going to do that again.
Babe, since you're here, who would you consider to be a B-list? What were we saying, B-list? Was it B-list?
We were B-list black actors.
B-list black actor. Who would you consider to be a B-list black actor?
Can you give me a barometer? Or should I? Am I?
No, you can just make like, because we were fighting about this. Like,
right.
And we were like, because he said DeAndre Bonds from The Wood was A-list.
A-list, man.
I don't know who that is, so I can't comment on that.
Have you seen The Wood?
No.
Damn, baby.
You know, I don't watch a lot of TV like you do. I, like,
are you serious?
I don't watch a lot of TV. I do have those shows sometimes that I binge.
Alan, leave her alone.
Alan, I don't watch that much TV.
Okay.
You're a bully.
You think that me. I sit at home and work and watch TV, and I don't. I sit there and listen to The Breakfast Club and work. Between me.
But you're not listening to commentary, though. Oh, okay.
I listen. Oh, trust okay. me. I listen to commentary, okay. too. That's how okay. we had that one, you know, snafu. So. Mm-hmm.
Maria be going hard for us in the comments on YouTube.
I do.
She be with the
I
shit.
Like everything that I see, you know. Love it so, all.
We have a podcast of our own. I guess this is our minute to cross sell right here. Really mm-hmm. quick.
Yes.
We started a podcast. It's called Words with Bae.
Check it out.
Words with Bae.
We're one episode in. So I'm gonna have to holler at Daryl and get us on SOLC here, but it's pretty cool. So we're gonna be connecting with other couples and just kind of chopping it up about everything. It ain't gonna be like strictly love, but it might like be some real stuff, like how y'all pay the damn bills, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
the nitty gritty
okay. of relation. It ain't gonna be no, hey, so how did you all first meet, and did you okay. ride the roller coaster, and okay. did he? Yeah, it's gonna be like
the nitty gritty.
How do y'all fight? How we do y'all like pay it. These bills?
I'm here for
how
it. I'm here for that.
And we gonna talk about the good, you know,
in a positive way, though.
In a positive way, right?
Yeah. So it's not, you know, bashing, you know, how you do it, but it's a positive way. How do you handle this? What's a way that you guys have overcome your issues, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. What has worked in your relationship that's successful? Mm-hmm. So a positive twist on all of the tea.
Yep. I want a boyfriend so I can do a podcast.
Well, maybe after you come back from Florida, we'll have some better news.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
And you know, you're gonna ask you to be his girlfriend on the beach.
I think that a podcast with an ex would be lit.
If you could pull that off,
podcast with an ex, like if that could work.
Look, we're gonna have to come back the next week because Maria gonna be my ex, and then we'll have to.
Because I was just getting ready to say, y'all gotta stay together forever if y'all do this podcast, because it would be words with self.
Yeah, if exactly. y'all break up.
Words with them.
Words with New Bae.
Yeah,
we're New Bae, right?
Right.
Yeah, that one ain't gonna work. That one ain't gonna work.
If we break up,
I wouldn't mind doing it on the real. I wouldn't mind doing it, but I'm a lot more open to some things.
But what Harlem is saying, that would be dope too. Like, you know, words with X. You got definitely a Zoom call. I don't think you could. No, maybe you could put two people in a room.
I could be in the same room with my ex, I think.
I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't bother me. Like, I would actually let you pick the ex. I would be like, hey, who are you? Jesus. I would let you pick the ex.
I think that would be dope.
I think, and if crazy, I think like all my exes would be down. Like, be like,
all of them?
I think so. No, I think so.
No.
Except for one.
Or two.
Two, you think two? I don't know. What are we talking here? What are we talking here?
Not that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not the one. Not the one.
Not that one.
Oh, so, okay. All except two. Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure that out. That'll be. I think I'll probably. That'll be awkward. But I'll
definitely would moderate that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would be like a Love and Hip Hop reunion.
I would write questions.
You would definitely need to mute mics for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would have to have a moderator.
Yeah, definitely mm-hmm. on that. It might get cracking.
I'm gonna see if one of my exes want to come on the podcast.
Can I pick them?
Yeah, pick one.
Okay, I got you. Don't worry
not
about it.
Not the one that blocked me after I told him.
Nah, we ain't gonna pick that one. I got a couple more of mine.
I told him happy birthday and he blocked me.
Right. You know so how you, hurt you gotta be.
You asked me about B-list black celebrities or actors. I think I feel bad saying this.
Go ahead.
I'd have to give it to like Anthony Anderson.
I rock with that. Has he ever had a leading role?
Not that I could think of. I'll give him a B+.
On Blackish.
Blackish, yeah. Yeah.
And that was after he lost weight and got his teeth fixed. Because I was looking at him on Two Can Play That Game.
Mm-hmm. I actually know his personal trainer.
Mike Epps.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a B.
We're going to give Mike Epps a B.
I'm going to give him a B. Ain't bad.
But if you do Mike Epps, you got to say Chris Tucker.
Yeah, for I would B? Say Chris Tucker would yeah. be a B.
I don't know. I don't know. Chris Tucker B-list.
To me,
you got to.
But Chris Tucker. I mean, the reality is that.
Chris Rock. My bad. Chris Tucker. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
But Chris Tucker was in. He was in that one movie.
the fact that you don't know the name says that he's D-list. He was in that one movie. He was, like,
of course, Friday, Fifth Dimension. I think it was called The Fifth Dimension or something.
Friday was his first movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Fifth Element.
Oh, Fifth Element. I said The Fifth Dimension. I named a singing group.
But then he also did have a starring role in
Jackie.
Rush Hour.
I'm about to call it
that movie I was thinking about.
You didn't know the name of Rush Hour?
I forgot. And I didn't want to say what I was going to say. So I just, you know, I was about to look it up, but she said it.
She was going to be like, yeah, remember he was in The Last Dragon? Like,
a co-star, though.
Yeah.
Co-lead.
So we Chris Tucker is yours. So y'all got to hit us up and let us know what y'all think about Chris Tucker.
And then A-list would definitely be like Denzel.
Don Cheadle.
Will Smith.
My nigga.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then
DeAndre Bonds.
To me, it also
Denzel, DeAndre. That didn't even flow right.
You gotta let it go.
It's not even just the longevity of your career. It's also the caliber of movie that you're in.
Uh-huh.
And it's the skill set.
Like Michael B. Jordan. You know, I would have to give him A-list.
Hey, shout out to Michael B.
And not just for the abs either.
Hey, listen, dog. Okay. Listen. Don't have me here. Don't have me. Hey, I'm going to be in some celebrity DMs tonight. You better chill out.
Oh, my God.
I think that Michael B. Jordan got Lori. You know, I don't want to say it's his turn, but, you know, like.
Wow. I don't know nothing about that.
Hey, listen. Lori Harvey owns the streets, bruh, and I'm with it, okay?
But here's my issue with you guys saying that she owns the streets. She got put on because somebody put her in a song. So, really, again, men determined that this was the one that that y'all should be after, and y'all fell for it.
I'm gonna say one name: Kardashian.
Good day.
Okay.
What are you?
An entire family that got put on by their namesake from somebody else. I mean, we gotta start letting that go. Like,
but that is how it happened, though. So does she own the? I mean, I'm not even trying to, you know, come at her. More power to you. You're out here living your life. You're young.
She's young. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you absolutely should be doing what she's doing. I'm just saying I do have a little bit of an issue with, you know, women being given so much credit for being in a song. And not to say that that's a bad thing.
What if it was you, though?
I mean, I would be flattered, but I don't think that I would be, you know, and not to say that she's also out here saying, like, oh, I'm the queen or anything. I've never seen anything like that from her being said, but I don't think she owns the streets
either. Lori owns the streets. That's my story. She does not belong to the streets. She owns the streets.
Okay.
I say she owns the streets. Like, listen. Okay. She's literally going down all y'all celebrity checklist, and she's checking them off, bro.
Ooh.
None of the people that she's dated besides Michael B. Jordan is not even, like, remotely on my list. Future is never on my list.
Right.
You didn't, not old Future. There used to be in St. Louis old
not
Future.
No Future.
With the little dreads.
No, thank you.
Dang.
No, thank you. You tried it. You tried it, though.
She's making moves.
Yeah, she's getting it in.
Yeah. And she should definitely capitalize off the opportunity. So
For sure.
Kardashian. That's all I got to say.
They're really smart. I would do the same.
Their mother's really smart, and they figured out how to be marketable.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Which is still mind-boggling to me, but. Hey.
It is. Shy,
would you get with a Kardashian when I'm walking here right now? Like, hey, you finna be the new thing. You doing that or no?
Strictly for my sisters.
It's ridiculous.
Now the next podcast, I'm just kidding.
If I were single and one of them came to me, I'm definitely gonna capitalize.
I mean, the thing is, if you look at the history of what happens when you get that card. When you kick it with a Kardashian, I was about to say something else. I'm not going to say it.
Is it them? You think it's them?
I think it's something in the cuckoo. It's something in the cuckoo.
It might be. I don't know.
Niggas going crazy. Losing skill sets.
Or is it their selection? Because.
Like which Kardashian they smash or what do you mean?
No, which guy the Kardashians are selecting.
Oh, so they're already selecting people who are on the edge, kind of
questionable, you know.
And if you put that thing on them and push them over the edge, then that's
yeah.
There's the edge. I'm gonna jump.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna jump. So hold on. I was trying. We got 12 minutes, y'all. 12 minutes.
Spooky.
And we got a kind of thick topic coming up, so we got to get 12 minutes on this one. Okay.
That sounds like an Avant song.
Thick. She thick.
12 minutes.
Oh my God. This is why we are always trying to beat the clock.
She was light skinned, telling me we were trying to right beat here. The clock.
Rashad.
She told me I needed to stop.
Come on, Alan.
So we
I got 12 minutes.
Mute his mic.
We were discussing interpretations being different between men and women, right? Tomato, tomato.
Right.
I use an example that me and Maria had a conversation about. So let's say that you have a friend and you're a friend. I'm speaking to the lady. So B, I'm speaking to you. You have a friend. She coming to you like, girl, I've been kicking it with this guy. The energy's good. It's da 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 da. But dude is just enjoying the fun time y'all having. Y'all hanging. Y'all kicking it, right? Y'all enjoying it. Everything is what it is. No conversations have been had about this is what it's going to be. So everybody's just kicking it. And you've told each other, hey, we just chilling. Whatever happens, happens, right? As a man, I can tell you that I enjoy having good times, okay? I'm not going to stop a good time. I'm not going to stop a good time. It's just not going to happen, okay? But Maria's told me that, yeah, that's what you think, my nigga. But that ain't the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should also be more specific because I think when Alan says good time, he's talking about I enjoy spending time with you. I enjoy having sex with you. And we talking all the time, but we just kicking it. We just chilling. It's nothing to it. I'm just having a good time and I'm enjoying it. So I am just going to leave it as it is. We don't need to define it or do anything. And I think that sometimes men think that they're just having a good time. I don't think that the woman is in full agreement, even if she says she is.
Alan, you're one of those.
No, so I'll tell you
so
this.
So you're one of those out. You want the benefits and the booty without the title, and you don't want to. You don't want to define anything. That's because that's what I just heard.
I'll say this, right? So I'm gonna use a very specific example. All will see they agreeing with you on that one.
Yeah, see what I'm saying.
So all people will forever remain nameless. But there was a situation. I have a friend. He was hanging with somebody and they were cool. They were always friends, but they had been hanging for about a month or two on the next level. Mm-hmm. Right. Her birthday came around and you know, my mans was at her crib. Her friends were in town. Her mom came in town and my mans was over at the crib. He was barbecuing, helping make brunch for the day.
Just chilling.
And you know, me, a couple people went through, Maria went through with me one night. We over there drinking, chilling, having a good time. And you know, I don't know what specifically happened, but from what I'm getting, I think that she tried to take it to the next level. Like, hey, we need to have a discussion on what's really happening.
Did she try
here.
To take it to the next level, or was it already there? And he was kind of like, I didn't want that. If you don't want that, then don't do those things.
But I think that conversations need to be very specific. And if I'm having that discussion with you and we establish those lines, then that's what it is. But if we haven't talked about it, I'm just here.
But see, I don't agree that even if we establish those lines, just because we establish those lines, don't cross those lines. Like, you can't establish a line to, we're just kicking it, and you do things that are not in alignment with that.
Well, just, yeah, Rashad is in here.
Rashad's
I'm taking selfies because I'm not getting involved in any of this.
Well, yes.
No, we definitely need.
You're the reason we're having this conversation.
Why is
because
that?
The slash tire is still up for debate and who did that.
We need to know. Are you just out here? You here for a good time, not a long time?
Dude, I don't even carry myself like that. That could have been a hit from 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm a decent guy. But I do want to say this, though. When it comes to friends kicking it on a certain level, I'm going to throw out a word for it to even start. And that word is consensual. It has to be the man and the woman. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, you're too kind. You're far too kind. Far too kind. But you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, there's already an agreement, you know, assuming that it's not a man or a woman doing something against another person's will.
What's the agreement?
The agreement is if you're laying down together and you have a friendship, then there's an understanding of what you're doing at that point. Now, if there is an intention for it to be more, it needs to be no assumptions, discussion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of.
Somebody singing?
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to take a break. Hold on, y'all.
They can listen to the podcast and slash Allen's tires.
Let me tell y'all what.
Thank
let,
you. Let me tell y'all what. Parts kind.
If when my enough, son enough. Has a birthday party in a couple months and y'all ain't on his panel,
I'm there.
To pour life into him,
I'm
like
there.
We on Clubhouse,
right. Dream big,
okay? To pour life
y'all
and motivate
in here boxing,
him,
man.
Right?
We finna get rushed.
Y'all can't be my friends because
You know what, Harlem? We got you, and I think is this a part two? Because I think as much as we keep trying to, you know, the crowd is just loving us.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is the thing, though, Rashad. I hear what you were saying. I hear what Allen is saying about consensual. And, yes, we are all adults. But one thing men don't tend to do is really say what it is that they want or what they don't want. So oftentimes you run into a situation where they just going with the flow of what the woman is saying, with really in the back of their minds they have no intentions of going into a relationship with that
but
woman.
What is the woman saying?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that.
Bullshit.
We can do this.
Bullshit.
Now here's the thing, on a sister's behalf, on a woman's behalf, you do have women who were saying like, hey, and I gotta get on us fellas a little bit, you do have women to say, hey, this is cool for now, but where is this going?
Yep.
What are we going to do? So if you stay in that lane, like, oh, I just went, you know, conveniently deaf. You know what I'm saying? She said that, and I'm going to keep playing. And then you hit a place where it's like, yo, we did have this conversation. Then that is on us.
Yeah.
But there are instances where a woman, I am going with the flow.
I agree with you.
Until she decide a brick wall going
to
be right.
I agree with you. Okay. That does happen. And I think women, we have to be accountable and be honest with yourself and say, I'm not actually okay with this. And I think sometimes women get into situations, they get caught up and they catch feelings.
Right. Right.
I laid that brick.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get with penitentiary dick. So, ladies, stay away from that. Right. Stay away from penitentiary penis. Okay. Penitentiary dick will ruin your life. I just want everybody.
Hey, look, when you got 7 to 10, right.
7 to 10, he knocking. You know,
got to come out.
But what happens when
knocking your heels off, Jodeci and H-Town?
So what happens when a woman clearly defines the fact that she doesn't want to be in a relationship, but the man does? Because that also happens.
It does. She got that penitentiary clit.
No.
She got that mac and cheese.
Thank you. That why
somebody told a joke. That ain't for her.
I mean, that happens also. So yeah. It all boils back down to clear cut definition of communication, what you want, and not settling for something that does not serve you. We talked about,
because sometimes there are men such as myself that if you meet a sister and you're kicking it on a certain level and you say like, hey, I'm not interested in a relationship, before anything happens.
That's why your fucking tires are slashed.
No,
right,
that is not why my fucking tires
that
are slashed.
Is why your
that's
tires?
Well, then everything you said. My next AI word is moot. Is it moot?
Moot.
You have
a moot
point.
Point.
Oh, God.
So here's my question.
Because something was defined from the beginning.
If you, even if you define it, from
and
the
I did
beginning,
5 years in my mind.
even if you define it from the beginning that you don't want a relationship, and that's very clear,
and you move that way,
and you move. But here's now, what is moving that way looks like? Because I think sometimes that's where men also mess up.
So can I be very frank? Mm-hmm. Even though my name is Rashad. Moving that way is, hey, not interested in a relationship. We can kick it. But I'm letting you know that if we do this, this, and this, and it goes there, this is where I stand. What I recommend, I even come with recommendations. What I recommend is that you don't do this,
this,
and
Yelp
that
review?
Because it might go
4.3 out of 5 stars.
So it's just pretty much putting out there like, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what's up.
But that's the initial conversation. What about as this relationship unfolds, or whatever you want to call it, and she has a birthday, and you show up and you cook and you make brunch and stuff.
I like to barbecue and drink.
But see, that's where women sometimes.
Yeah, it's my birthday. He's spending my birthday with me. Holidays. That's where shit gets sketchy.
It gets sketchy.
My partner's with me. We drinking. No. We eating.
We having a good time.
No. We having brisket and beef.
Don't expect.
Even. I'm just going to say allegedly on myself, because I don't tell my business like that. But allegedly, even if it comes to making love and you know that she's, you know, getting the macaroni and cheese on, like my man AI said, you stop and you say, you okay?
You know
what?
What
is your point?
That's some real shit though.
Go.
When she's arriving, you know what I'm saying? Several
arriving.
Times. Are you okay? You okay? Everything cool? Your mind still? This is a true story. Allegedly.
Who's about to do that though?
Allegedly. Rashad. Because you wanted clearly. To, because, hey.
But how everybody do you know hates that she's interpreting you okay as you making sure the lines are clear? She can interpret
because it's
that,
with
oh
the same
God,
vibration and
really
energy
he
of, hey,
me.
This is what I said. Mind you, this is me, my
Hold
human
on.
Days.
Let me
I'm
just,
a sanctified
let me,
saved
Let me just
man
stop
right
you,
now.
And then we probably going to have to wrap this up and talk about this on the next episode.
Hey, you get the last word.
You damn right.
All
right.
Everybody
because
hates Rashad.
I just want to hone in on something that you said. When you're making love.
Yeah.
You just make love to everybody.
No, I don't make love. What do you
okay.
mean? Do I make
so
love
when
to everybody?
Boning or doing the most.
I don't
better,
like using those words when we're being intimate.
All of that sensual shit,
yeah.
relationship.
I'm a sensual guy.
All of that sensual shit is relationship.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
I do. That's okay. relationship sex.
Well, I'm glad like, you agree with yourself.
Turn it over, pound
no,
out.
I agree right. with her too. I agree
yeah, it's not
too.
Right. It's not pound yeah. town.
Knock it down and I'll see you later.
Look.
You gotta take the you hold, gotta do hold, the
hold, hold, I see what you're trying to do. Like, I got a big dick. Like, I can't just be sitting up here. I'm not a pound town guy. I gotta take my
yeah.
exclusive. It's exclusive. It's exclusive. It's a lot of people on the NDL. But all I'm saying, y'all gonna have to cut all that. No, keep it in. But you
well,
can't,
we not cutting out
when you
shit.
Have look, when you have a certain when you're penitentiary, like you said, you gotta move slow and make love. You can't no. be just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, okay?
I'm not Pops.
Okay,
so that's how that happens.
And
allegedly.
That's why,
allegedly.
And
allegedly.
That's why your fucking tires got
because
cut.
My tires could have got cut because I know you.
Because you
I could have got cut because I know you.
Because you
man,
wanna,
that's who be on the show with Harlem.
Because you want to make love.
Yeah.
That's why your tires got slammed.
Okay.
And you don't want to define.
So, you were, hey, you, so you're pound town.
No.
That's, hey, that's wait, what you want
to. Pause.
Hold on. First of all.
I'm messing with you. Huh?
First of all, I'm the one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, when you done, I'll see you later.
Damn,
you
you're so cold blooded.
I can believe
you
that.
You can let yourself
I actually
out.
Get.
Yeah. I really wish that I could have my long term
mm-hmm.
on here some type of way to let y'all know that I'm not the less.
You ain't even the wipe cook. Me down. That ain't you? Wipe me down. You don't even you
know where the bathroom is.
Damn, you
and you can see yourself out.
That's why we cousins.
I'm just saying.
That's why we cousins.
I'm just that's why nobody knows where I live. Because
Jesus.
I don't got time for the pop-ups.
Yeah, now you should not have
because
that
I'm one of the ones who clear cut. No, this ain't that, brother.
Uh-huh.
This is what it is. We boning and I'll see you later.
Exactly.
I'm not,
so
I'm not texting you to check on you during the week.
I don't mm-hmm. use those words.
I'm gonna let y'all finish this up and y'all gonna wrap us out because I'm out.
I don't
y'all,
use those words, but
it.
That's why we cousins.
I'm just saying, what's understood?
I'm just polite. And here's the thing: I recommend you don't get the dick. I recommend you put yourself on the NDL,
okay.
No dick list.
It is
that's
what it
where you
is.
Need to go. If
the
I'm in
NDL.
A position, I don't want to be in a relationship. And we can kick it. We can hang. We don't have to be sexual or whatever.
That's real shit.
I don't know, but I really? Sure have a hankering for some of that dick.
But here's
I'm
the thing,
telling
though.
You, don't do it.
Nope. Putting a title on things will oftentimes mess up a good thing. So,
dig it.
So
dig it.
Men and women need to just be very upfront and honest
I'm
in 2021
you.
About what they want and what they don't want.
My
we
sister,
also have to normalize women being able to say, listen, I'm not in a space or a position where I want to be in a relationship, but we definitely can hang out. We definitely can
right.
have fun. We definitely can get the Mo Better going on.
Ooh,
right
want that
Mo Better. Yes. She grown.
And that's just that. And if you cannot handle that,
mm-hmm.
then you need to step to the side for the next man who probably can meet me where I'm at this point. Because what I'm not going to do
there you
is,
go.
Once again, try to cut off my limbs and arms for places and spaces that I no longer fit.
Places and spaces.
So that's just that.
There you go.
We over our time.
Right. Can I just say one thing?
You got 1 sec. You got a millisecond.
Okay. Harlem, you're the best. We want to thank Miss Wifey. That's what I'm calling
for sure.
her. AI Miss Wifey.
Yes.
Miss Maria. And all I want to say for myself, Rashad, is y'all can find me anywhere. I don't give a fuck if y'all like what I said or what I did. I'm an honest man. I'm a good man. And that's the truth. But my thing is, I tell a sister, like, hey, you have a life. Your life is straight. Don't get it curved by me.
You know what? Hey, y'all already know who
Think
this
about
is.
It.
Y'all already know who this is. Harlem B. Y'all know where y'all can find me, the Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram. I will just go on and say this. Ladies, stay away from that penitentiary dick. And as always, we appreciate y'all for listening to our little podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said little podcast. Peace.